Children don't know the price of a pinta, should we care? What's the price of a pint of milk? Knowing the price of household staples has often stumped out-of-touch politicians, but if you asked one of your children, would they know any better? The answer, according to the Halifax, is no. To promote its children's savings account, the bank surveyed more than 1,700 young people aged 8 to 15 to gauge how financially savvy they were. Looking at the results, my first thought was that the children answering these questions must have been winding the Halifax up. The respondents broadly weighted across each age group thought a pint of milk would cost a staggering £17. Their average estimate for the price of a loaf of bread came in at £15. Even if all the children lived in Borough Market, the Halifax assured me that they did not and dined on artisan sourdough. This would be pushing it. When he was Prime Minister, David E. Cameron answered the question in a different way, claiming in 2013 that he didn't know how much bread cost because he made his own in a bread maker. If only the interviewer had snapped back, "And how much do you pay for your fast action yeast, Mr. Cameron?" If you are reading this thinking, "Blimey, what is the cost of a pint of milk?" The Office for National Statistics currently puts this at 44 penny and a loaf of bread at £1.06. So now you know. But how important is it that your children know this too? I blame modern life for the wildly inaccurate estimates. When I was young, we were given money to go to the shops and buy groceries and would be expected to come back with a correct change and a receipt. Nowadays, children largely remain indoors glued to the phones. Our increasingly cashless society means children have little exposure to bills, counting money or checking change. Instead, grown-ups tap click a swipe to pay. If we want a receipt, it's an email we will probably never open.